Resh Chav Zayin, Sif Aleph. So the Ramah starts off with Sarach, Leisha B'Avra Sukkah. You have to be sitting in the Avra of the Sukkah. And the Rayoshan Tachas Hamita B'Sukkah, a person who will be lying under some type of a structure, in this case being a bed, so if it's 10 tefachim high, it's considered like its own rishus, so it acts as a canopy over him and it blocks between him and the schach. So the Ramah introduces this idea before the Shulchan Aruch's point to understand why this thing should be true. He's under this other structure.
Well, the Ramah doesn't say it's now, he says avir.
Right, you have to be in the avir of the sukkah. Right, because you have to have the sukkah being the roof over you. See, the issue over here isn't shade per se, but it's the canopy over you. Hayashen. So the main point is eating, drinking, and sleeping. So the example here, where a person was sleeping there in the sukkah. So the airspace from the ground until the bottom of the structure of the bed is 10 tefachim high. As opposed to the top of the structure being 10 tefachim high, which means the space underneath is not 10 tefachim high. Since it has its own space of 10 tefachim high, choshev ka'oyol u'mafzik ben ha'sukkah, therefore it becomes like an oil, and it becomes, it's a mafzik between the person and the schach. Fill the zemita k'sar ma'oid, she'en lehem afilu roichev tefach, k'mokom shem oil alav. Even if the area on top is very narrow, so this thing is 10 tefachim high, but it's only two inches wide, but he still considers it's a problem because there's something over him. So he means over here that this is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and. And he wants to know, where does he get this from? So the Sharatim grapples with Kipasti and Matsosi. So he went and had to go look and find a makor for this din that he says that even if it's fairly narrow, it still will have this halacha of being problematic. Because that's a bit Kiddush in a certain sense. Now, the Sharat C in Shavkat and Aleph, right, discusses what exactly is this a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Okay. So he says Rashi. The problem is it's not. He's not Yosha Matzila Sukkah. Rashi Ran B'Shem Arozo. Rami Rashi calls it the Riff V'Rosh Hatam Mishum the Derma L'Sukkah Tachas Sukkah Humin Atera. Hatam Arozo Humin Rabbanan. See, when Machloek is over here, Prima Gadam Mafaku V'Efshel the Gamal Riff V'Rosh Hu Rak Min Rabbanan. So they both. At the end of the day, it's possible this halach is only. It's only Din Rabbanan. It's not Din the Raisa. Because since this isn't made for sikhuch purposes, as opposed to something which isn't made to be a roof, two roofs is the raisa. If I have one schach and then I have another schach above it, 10 tochim high, so sukkah takas, the sukkah is no good. That's a din the raisa. This wasn't made for sikhuch purposes. This is made to be a table. It wasn't made that I should use the underneath it, etc. So that would only be a derabbanan.
This was made as a table.
Right.
What?
Correct. So, I mean, kind of interesting question, which you always, you should have Rosh HaRubai in the sukkah. So, you almost have this interesting question. If your table is 10 tefachim high, and you sit, you know, you sit, you put your legs under the table. So, you know, you're starting out with part of you is not being used to the din of sitting in the sukkah, because your legs aren't sitting in the sukkah. Your legs are sitting under the table. Your torso and your so if you decide to slouch down, like, you know, under the table with your torso, you'd have a problem. Even though your head is above, you have to be careful that, you know, you shouldn't. You know, think of one of these nice, you know, comfortable chairs in the sukkah. You have to be careful that you might have a problem. Okay, Beis. Yoshin tachas akila b'sukkah. So a person puts a canopy over his bed. So he spreads out some type of makes some type of a post, and he spreads out some type of a sheet or whatever it is on top. Yimeinu gavoy sar tvachim. If it's not 10 to walk him up, and 10 to walk him over here, we said, Mr. Bergen said, we measure it from the grounds. Even though if it's 10 to walk him from the ground, even though it's not 10 to walk him from the bed, it's a little problem. Or she'ein law, so if it doesn't have 10 to walk him, or she'ein law, gag rech of tefach, is yotze. If it's not a tefach wide, it's going to be yotze. So let's see Mr. Bergen over here. Tachas akilo. So cut and dowel. Heim sedinim aprusim suvas amito. It's some type of a curtain spread around the bed, which goes on top and around the sides. Arba kundasin on the four poles. Vamito vemso on the bed is in the middle. If it's not 10 tvachim high, it's not considered an oil. Vasor tvachim adim me'ara. We measure the four tvachim from the ground. Even though there's not 10 tvachim from the bed till the top of the kila, but if there's 10 tvachim from the kila to the ground, so that's considered an oil and it would be a problem. Or if it is 10 tvachim high, but it's not a tefach wide. I'm going to rub the fila boy from Zeb. So he says, even the situation. So let's picture the scenario. Just picture the scenario. So you have, he's picturing the scenario. He gave us the example was, it was four poles, right? Certainly, you have a case where it's only two poles. There's one on each end, and it goes up at an angle. He says that even though the top part is not flat, a tefach, but if it goes down at a curve. And within three tefachim from the top, within lavud, it stretches to a tefach wide. That's considered like it's flat, a tefach flat. So that'll be a problem. If it's within three tefachim to the top, from the top down, within three tefachim, it already spreads out to the width of a tefach. Then as it goes from the top cross beam. As it goes down on both sides, when it's rach with tefach, it spreads the tefach wide, and that happens before ain shomim the tefach zeh out of klenish shlosh tefachim, and that's with it. There's not a gap of three tefachim from the top to that point. So you say also lishon tachta, if you can't sleep under it, the fisher kol pachol mishlosh tefachim who kilovud kiliyesh begaga reich of tefach. So you look at it as if it's one all the same height. Lovud means the gap has become insignificant. So the gap between the top to that point is like it's all flat. And it's a tefach wide. Why is that? Shub nikkur b'shem oil. Bimso oil mafzik b'ner l'schach. There's oil in the middle. Oy kosu b'shem agudat. Afil im ein lo gag b'rechav tefach.
We don't even sleep in the sun.
If you don't, this is relevant, maybe more relevant if you're sleeping in a sukkah, correct? No. The filim ain lo gag rechav tefach, eno mutar rak kishasadinim megiim lo oritz. Rak kishasadinim megiim lo oritz. The Yesh Avram Hefzik Beinom La'oritz Filarak Kishir Tefach is Osir. So he presented over here. I'm not picturing it 100%, but take a look at the Sharetzi and Ches Hatam. The Oz Nasa Ha'Avr Shabein Asadinim La'oritz Lavud. Manasa Machitza Tafach. Mela Nasa Kilo Kigag Bahavi Oil. Shikim Loritz Bashipua. Asashinan is called Shipua Kimachitza Bain Kan Gag Klau. So it's going down at an angle, and they never reach the ground. He says, since it's going down at an angle, they never reach the ground. So it means there is an oil here, even though there's not an oil flat. There's not a flat tefach on top, but this whole thing, this dome, as it were, will function as an oil because there's a gap beneath it, even if it's just a tefach wide, there's a gap beneath it of open space, and this is acting as the canopy over that space. So even though there's no area which is flat a tefach, but this whole thing becomes the oil. But if it reaches all the way down to the ground, so we say that all the, it's not oil, this is all the wall. In other words, the wall goes all the way from here down to the ground. So that's, if it goes all the way down, that's considered the wall. But if I have a space which is open, doesn't reach, so I say, no, this is the straight up, and then on top, there's a gag. This is the Chiddush of the Aguda. Aguda was one of the Rishonim. I'm not sure if that's a din deraisa, a din derabanan.
So the sedinim they're on, we're looking at them as being on you, and somehow, I'm not understanding the case, how does it make it a problem?
So you have, the case is you have one beam going all the way across, and the sheet is coming down on both sides. Mm-hmm. You're lying this way. The sheet's coming down like this. So if it goes, the sheet reaches all the way down to the ground. Mm-hmm. So we say that this is all wall. Uh-huh. So it's machitza. So machitza is a mafsik.
Right.
If it's flat on top, so then it's an oil. But if it doesn't reach all the way down to the ground, so reach it down to here, then there's a gap. So you say this isn't the wall anymore because the walls reach the ground. So what is this? This is the covering over where you are. Mm-hmm. So it's a covering, even though it's not flat at tefach, it becomes the covering, and it's an oil and it's a mafsik.
And if it goes down to the ground, why is that then?
Because we say then we look at it as wall.
Okay, so you're allowed to have a wall within the sukkah. Okay.
Because there's no oil. Then we look at it as all. It's just like a wall. There's nothing flat on top. So there's nothing. It's not a tefach wide on top. So it's not a gag mitzad that.
Oh.
And these are the walls. So the fact it doesn't function as a hefzik in between you. Because it wasn't made, theoretically you said it wasn't made to act as a canopy, is made to act as the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So the sides tilting a little bit, that's how we look at it. So that doesn't
bother. More of a problem if it's waterproof material? Because then no water, then even heavy rain goes into it, you're never going to get wet. Does that make it more of a problem?
I don't think so. That's a definition in the
schach.
In the schach, right?
That's a good trick to be able to eat in the sukkah all the time.
Yeah, we can figure out how to do it. Yeah, make your sukkah tall enough. You could probably do it. Get away with it.
Yeah, then you can eat it. You can eat right in the shah.
Okay, Baruch, we're going to market it.
Good idea.
Okay. Gimel. The case that you have now, you have four. It's not two poles, but it's four poles. So also leave us a lay in Sadin, Belishan Tachtov, Afilo Enam Gaboya Sorda. So Mishmur explains that this type of arrangement was much more. A curious type of an idea. When they would do it with the four poles as opposed to the two poles, they would just leave it there all the time. So it's always made to be there. So it gets a shame of being an oil, even though it's not 10 tefachim high. Omechad yotze b'emsa mito b'roisha b'sheni b'margalosel connect the menosin cloinses mizel is that. If, however, it's only two, one at the head and one by the foot, and then you run a cross beam down the middle. Pirish etzim aruchim ke'en konashal remach, like a spear type of a thing, a long shaft. Mizelazeh, which will leave for a sadan alav relishin tachtov. Shunem l'gag rochav l'tefach l'mal, and that was the thing we had before. Okay, so we have if it's kavua there all the time, so even less than 10 tefachim is a problem. If it's this case over here of well, you're putting the one on each end, running across, it's mutter because there isn't a gag tefach. But v'hushlo yiv gaboyim asar tefachim, v'yeshach shem afilu gaboyim asar tefachim. But if you do it in a way which is a kvius, maybe that should be a problem, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, or not. So we're going to have possibly three madregas. We're going to have what's called the kilo, which is the first sif beis, which was made to be there just the derech haroi. So that's only a problem with 10 tefachim high, and it has a width of a tefach. The naklitin are a problem. The other end, if you have the four poles, that's very kavua, that's always a problem, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. And you have the madrega, something which is their kavua, but it's only two, that's somewhere in the middle, and we have machlokes, so that's considered a problem if it's less than 10 tefachim high. Zion, Eitzim Yotzim, Zel Mikri, by Mishnah Kinoifis. If you learn the Mishnah, in the second paragraph of Sukkah, this is referred to as kinofos. Hu kavua ma'oid, it's very regular to stay there. Can poshel af bachos mitzar tvachim, even less than tvachim high. It is made to be a canopy. It's always there. It is a canopy. It's a problem. Mashakaz v'chakach, I will im echad yotzei. Hu zel nikri naklitin. The Mishnah first that is naklitin. Rishonish dinim yesh counts. We end up with three different halachas. Kila b'kinoifis v'naklitin. So what are the three? The three are kilo, kinoifis, and naklitin. So kilo, which is deloy kavia, it's not kavu at all. Loy mitzur ella betarti l'reis. It's only problem if it has both problems, i.e. shesha gag v'kavoy asor. V'kinoifish, the kavia, mitzur afa shena v'kavoy asor, even if it's not ten high, it's kavu, it's a problem. Kimishal kabonim yesh lo gag. Since it's there b'kvius and it's made to act as a canopy, that's more common than we had in the first case of under the bed. But this is made to be a canopy and it's always there, so it's mamash and oil. So well, that'd be a problem on a deraisa level. That's what the prima gadim said. Yes. Menaklitin af the loy kvia kolkach kikinoifis. It stays there more than a kilo, but not as much as the case of the kinoifis. So even though it doesn't have a gag tefach, if it's 10 tefachim high without a gag, it's also a problem. That's the first opinion. The second thing is no. If it's at an angle, it's at an angle, we ignore it. It's the same thing as the case of the kilo. It's the only problem if it's a tefach wide. So that's the two opinions. As a problem, where is the ches going on? Even if not 10 tefachim high. I feel ainum gavoya masora hainum in a mito lamala. So here you measure it from the bed. So the Sharatzin Yudal says, so why do you measure by the case of the kinofis from the bed? In the case of the kilo, you measure from the ground. He says, because in the case of the kilo, the eitzim which you used were not kept in the bed. They weren't mikavu in the bed. So we don't. When you're creating now this canopy, we're saying you're making something. It's not really connected. It's not bed per se because these things were not part of the bed. So then you're like you always measure from the ground. But since the wood for the kinarvis was always in the bed, the posts were part of the bed, so that this canopy, by definition, is part of this. The unit you're dealing with is the bed. So we look at based on measuring based on the bed. They're made their regular ongoing basis, and they're put in well. We said before, if the bed, stays, it might stay there all the time, stays in place the whole time, but that doesn't make a difference. But it's not the issue under the bed, it wasn't made to act as a canopy. But here it's made to be a canopy. So the bed is only a problem if it's 10 tefachim high, because it's not really an oil batsim. This is an oil batsim even without the fact that it's 10 tefachim high. So we have the case in the first sif that by a bed is the only problem with 10 tefachim high. The bed is kavua. Yeah, but you know, it's not made to sleep under it, b'kviyas. Over here, it's made to sleep under this canopy, b'kviyas, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's a problem. Okay. Now, talk about some of the halachas of noy sukkah. You actually it's a simulator on of the halachas of noy sukkah. But simply dealing over here with we're talking about making canopies. So if I have, I put some type of a sheet under the schach to act as noy. So what's the halacha? Dalit. Parasad and tachas haschach lenoy. So I put it there to act as, its function is to beautify the sukkah. Imu b'sech arbo tzvachim legag, if it's within four tzvachim of the schach, so then it's considered, it's there, its function there is to be part of the schach, to make the schach look nice. It becomes a tuffel to the schach, and it's kosher. V'im hu rochuk arba tvachim in a gag, psula. If there's a gap of four tvachim between, it's a problem. The Mishnah will point out, but it's only a problem if the piece is 4x4. So schach posel pasels in the sukkah, so this is not kosher schach, it's woven linen, it's makabal tuma.
Woven linen,
right? But schach posel only posels by width of four. So, if it's four tefachim down from the schach, it's posel. If it's 4x4, v'imena l'noi. But if you didn't put it there for noi purposes, you put it there for other purpose. Alpha p shu sech arba tefachim sula. Even though it's within four tefachim to the schach, it's going to be a problem. Again, it's 4x4. So therefore, because of this concern, we always put all noy with it. You should always put all noy within four tefachim to the schach, which means even though it's not four tefachim by four tefachim. So since meeker, then it would not be a problem. So if I have a noy which is only this big, you might put it, hang it down, 10 tefachim down, it's not a problem, because it's not 4x4. But we're going to be geyser, hanging noy which is not 4x4, further away from the schach, up to a case where you're going to hang noy which is 4x4, further from the schach, and that's a problem, because that's going to passel, that'll passel. So if I have a small noy, even though it really meeker, then I can hang it lower or higher, it doesn't make a difference. Maril says you should hang it higher, close to the schach. This because if you have a large noy, which is 4x4, right, so that'll be a problem if it's hanging lower down. We don't want you to get used to doing like this. We always hang it higher. So they give you one of these, those accordion, you know, things. The guy comes with a gigantic accordion turkey, wants to hang it from his schach, right? So you should only hang it within 4x4 because it itself is four by four. So if you have a little apple, you should only hang it within the four tefachim near to the schach.
The Shulchan Aruch is only talking about sadinim. It's not talking about decorations. It's talking about specifically cloth. Cloth hangings. It's not talking about little toys.
Jang. Well, it wouldn't make any difference, though.
Why? I mean, it's a sadin. You would think it's another layer of schach underneath. And that would be the issue. But if you're just hanging something pretty on the top, that's not sadina. It's not making a machitzas, and it's nothing. It's a design.
Well, it depends how big it is. You walk into the Baba Sukkah and they have a chandelier the size of this room. That's a hefzik between the schach and the beneath it. It's not sadinim. Right? You know, it's not sadinim, but it's something else in between. It's schach posel. I couldn't put a piece of metal there either. I couldn't put anything. You know, whatever would be in between, it can't be a problem. We'll see more about Noi really gets assimilated on, but he says this issue: anything which is not kosher to be schach. So if it's within 4 tefachim of the schach, it's bolted to the schach. If it's there to beautify the schach, and it's right next to the schach, it's part of the schach. I can't take this thing which is there to beautify the schach, but it's 10 feet away from the roof, and say it's part of the schach. It's not. It's a separate entity. Now I have a new question. So now that that's so what is it? So I'm sitting under this thing, whatever it is. So if it's less than 4x4, who cares? Even that, we'll see later on. We'll talk about that. You don't want Rosh HaVeruba to sit under it. Mm-hmm. So you know it should be, you know, that would that be an issue that the person should be aware of, that you have your fluorescent lights. So I mean, the children are they spoke about, you know, they would hang a candelabra. Obviously, you don't put it too close to the schach. That's not a very smart idea, right? So you should put lower down. But we put a lamp. You put a lamp in. You should do it higher up near the schach. It shouldn't be a hepsik. That's called a noy. It's there to make the sukkah look nice. Parasadin test. Anything which is not kosher for schach, you want to make it look nice. You hung different fruits there, or you hung silver. You try to hang your silver utensils from the schach. Very pretty. So if it's within 4 tefachim, it's bottle. Share the bottle. Tell him the gabi schach. Mutar filoleishem taftein. The bottle to the schach. You can sit under them. V'im huracha garba tefachim. The kibun the rechokim arba tefachim in a schach. Since there's a gap of 4 tefachim. Chashiv b'api nafshayu. Well, we bottle the gabi sichuch. So they're not part of the schach. Menim sashenu b'yoshe b'tzel sukkah ela b'tzel noy sukkah. You're not sitting under the schach. You're sitting under the noy. Filim oisim noyim. Even if that noy is not solid, and sun will escape through it, so it generates underneath it an area which is chamos and meruba. Gamkin osur, it's still a problem. But v'yesh mekilim b'shoya chamos and meruba mitzelson. If the noy doesn't make a full shade, so then it's not a sichuch either. So you ignore it. According to the Mekilim. Okay, and then he brings that's a ro'ah. So if it is 4 tefachim from the schach, it's psula. It's only posel if it's 4x4. We'll see later on that the shear for schach posel is 4x4. If it's in the middle, if it's just hanging in one area, so that the 4x4, if it's 4x4, underneath is a problem. If it goes all the way across the middle of the sukkah, you have another problem, because you have, it will act as a hefset down the middle of your sukkah. So you might not have a shear sukkah on one side or a shear sukkah on the other side. You might not have, if you don't have all your walls, you don't have, so that the walls on this side don't connect to what's on that side. So it can, down the middle, it can create a lot of problems. Furthermore, there's a sheet over there that says if it goes all the way across, even if it's less than four tefachim, even though it doesn't pass the sukkah, you can't sit under it. Because it gets a chashivus if it goes all the way across. So so it's just even the case of avir. So if you use bamboo poles, it's always good to put a few on top in the other direction. Because you put it all in the same direction, so you have these air gaps that go all the way across the whole length of the sukkah, or the whole width of the sukkah. So each one of those is a problem. You shouldn't sit under it. So if you have one...
Under what? The bamboo?
Under the air... If I have all my bamboo in one direction...
Okay.
So you'll have... there's going to be air gaps all the way, the whole length of the sukkah, in between each bamboo.
What do you mean by an air gap?
If I put pieces of bamboo, there's always a little gap in between.
Okay.
So if a gap goes all the way across the whole length of the sukkah or the whole width of the sukkah in either direction, whatever it is, you're not supposed to sit under that.
What's a gap? Lovid?
No, even less than lovid.
What's a gap?
Even less. It can be half an inch.
But it's lovid, isn't it?
But since the mice, it goes the whole length, it doesn't become vatel. So it doesn't pass on the sukkah because not a half stick on the sukkah. Mm-hmm. But it itself is not tzach. Mm-hmm. So that spot is not masuchach. So you're sitting under that whole long thing. So if you end up with rush of a rubai under that, so you know if you're sitting in a direction where that thing is like right over your head this way, you know, and it's that wide, so your body is sitting under that.
So, what size are you talking about?
Any width.
Mashu?
Even mashu. So mashu is not going to be hakam rosh v'rubo under it, but the etzim concept is a problem. Even the etzim concept that
but
it doesn't.
If you're running the bamboos from one end to the other, there has to be some space in between. What would you?
Well,
do
good. So the etzim is you put one on top, another direction. Oh. So there's never you don't have a gap which runs the whole length of the sukkah, because there's one piece on top which goes the other way. So all of those gaps will be blocked by that one piece in the middle. He'll talk about it later on. That's in Tavrish Lama Beis. Middle Illinois, Ein Ber Locha. If it's not Illinois, so then it's a problem even within four of the Schach. Obviously, B'Sech Arbot Tavachim. Who Adin Afilo Ein Amuflag Min Schach Tefach. This means even there's no gap at all. So Knock at Arbot. I need the Reisha. The Reisha talking about four. The same we spoke about four also. Okay, I think I'd rather not rush to this last one. Yeah. So we'll pick up now tomorrow. We're going to learn, if you don't mind, we're going to learn like right after Marv in the shul, even because I have to go to a meeting. So.